These words I read with you from Mark's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 33. At the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" One of the opening words of Scripture is the chaos-reversing command of God, "Let there be light." Creation begins with a brilliant creative power of God dispelling the darkness, filling the earth with light and energy and life. In God, John says in his first letter, there is no darkness at all. But on one day in history, we read that in what should have been the brightest part of the day, a thick darkness covered the land for 3 hours. Some time ago, I listened to a meditation that Cornelius Plantinga gave at a Calvin College chapel service several years ago. He said about these verses that I just read in Mark, "It's as if God can't bear to watch the madness, so he hides from it. Everything on Golgotha looks wrong. Everything says Caesar is Lord, not this naked Jew crying out from his cross. A Lord doesn't suffer. He makes other people suffer." But now in the earliest Christian gospel, we read of the suffering of the Lord. Plantinga calls it a howling wilderness event, out in the darkness, away from the light of God. Jürgen Moltmann said that Jesus wasn't crucified between two candles on an altar, but between two thieves on the place of the skull. The darkness tells us that everything here is chaos, and that the whole earth is groaning under the weight of it. As we enter into this Holy Week, a week when we feel the shadows of chaos and hate and violence rise up to crucify the Son of God, we must not move too quickly through the darkness. We must not move too quickly to the announcement of resurrection. As Gerald will sing in just a few moments, we must feel the nails. We must dwell long enough in the darkness of Golgotha to come face to face with the darkness in our own hearts. The more aware we become of the sin that lingers in our own heart, the more aware that we become of the pride, of carelessness, of selfishness, and greed and neglect, the more aware we become of the fact that you and I were the thieves who hung next to Jesus. We were the ones who tried to steal the crown of Jesus' lordship and put it on our own head, proclaiming ourselves as Lord and Master of our own lives. The more we allow ourselves time to feel the weight of the darkness that Jesus endured, the greater will be our experience of resurrection. Jesus didn't deal casually with sin. He didn't gloss over it. He dwelled in darkness under the weight of it. And neither must we move too quickly over the darkness in our own lives. The closer we come to our own sin, the more willing we are to confront the darkness in our own heart, the greater our sorrow for sin and for the suffering our Lord endured on our behalf, the more we feel the nails, the greater will be our experience of resurrection. The more complete our forgiveness, the greater will be our joy when on Easter Sunday we hear our risen Jesus say to us, "Behold, I am alive. Sin and death have been conquered. My resurrection life is now yours. You are forgiven. You are free." as we journey through Holy Week, allow yourself to feel the nails.